There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On the radio, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen with the John Cremins, Molly Page, the news says, I don't know whether Jennifer stuck around or not, where we are.
I think she ran to see a man about a horse.
Oh, terrific.
She's here. I just got her back.
All right.
I went down to the horse stall.
Did you really?
You lost me, Rich.
Right. The girls want to be here today.
They do?
Yeah, for the inventor. They want to be here for the inventor.
Why, is he cute?
Well, actually, if you buy fancy bras and panties.
Oh. Hanging secrets.
Yes.
Prado.
You know how expensive bras are, right? The bras can be really expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Is this a chance to plug Acos's Abra?
No. It's actually an inventor I met up in Minnesota at the Inspire Expo, and she came up with a way to store and properly store so they don't get all crushed and thrown in a heap or a pile. They actually get stored so you can see them. And they being bras? Yes. Really? And panties.
Are there any such thing? This is going to really am I going to ask this or not?
Sure.
Go ask it.
Are there bras that are designed for the cold weather?
That's a really interesting question.
I believe they are.
Because it's really warm.
And maybe have extra stuff to keep your
cold weather bras. What?
When it's really warm out, you guys, you want to wear a lighter bra.
Yeah, right.
There are the ones with more padding and everything and more shaping and all of that. You'll want to wear something a little bit lighter.
Yeah.
So, and then you wear, ones that are a little bit heavier during the winter, but it's an excellent question that I don't know that they have. Ones that are, made of flannel or something to keep the girls warm.
That's right.
Corduroy.
There might be.
Corduroy. I have to make a true confession.
Yes?
I never wear a bra. I don't need to have padding, but I never wear a bra without a little padding just for that reason, Dougie.
Because you want to stay warm?
Well, no, because I don't want the blinkers to come out.
Okay.
Isn't that what you were getting at?
No, it wasn't actually. No, I wasn't thinking that at all. But now that you bring it up, thank you. No, I wasn't thinking about that. I was only thinking about.
That's exactly what I thought you were talking about.
Straight to Facebook.
Right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring the show down enough.
No. I'm actually research.
That's why I was kind of glad the girls were going to be around.
Listen to all the guys. No.
Acos Jankura, John Cremins, Jennifer Horan, Molly Page. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington, focused on inventors and inventions. Yesterday we had Cameron Parker on with his sippin' noodle. How'd that do in terms of thumbs up, John?
97%.
All right, so he's behind. We've had two good inventors. We didn't have any folks on Monday, but
this
I think we have
great. I thought for sure he might tie our first one.
Didn't we? Do we have somebody for tomorrow? Did we decide we were going to do something?
I couldn't be one. Change the schedule.
Really?
I had inventors all the way through June, but none of them could be on tomorrow.
All right, well, that's all right. We'll figure out we'll be inspiring. And oftentimes, folks, this is Radio 101. We use these inventors. I don't want to let you in on the inside.
We could do a pitch fest tomorrow.
A pitch fest.
That'd
be cool. We could have Jennifer and Molly do the pitch fest.
We have five different pitches from five different people.
Right.
Not four, but five different people.
Or for some product.
Not just any product. Yeah, any product that you have on your show or that we have on our show.
All right, so you guys can do your homework, Jennifer and Molly. Get ready for the pitch fest tomorrow. This is a big deal. And the winner gets to,
get the bragging rights.
Yes, bragging rights. Right. Yeah. Well, I think the last time we did this, I don't think I've ever won one of these pitch fests.
No, I won the first one. Then in Acos, I tied the second one.
The fix was it on that one, Doug.
Remember, no, it wasn't mine.
He did great pitches, and if somehow he did a pitch, apparently he won.
He's the one who watches the numbers, though, on the texting.
He's the one who does the voting.
Yeah, nice. All right. Hey. All right. So anyway, the idea of starting something, the idea of doing something. Every one of us in this virtual room has started something, has created something, has done something. Some more than others. We all have creative juices. And this program is aimed at getting you to take those creative juices and bring a change to your life. I'm betting that even though Jennifer hasn't done this, or Molly hasn't done this, there's something they've encountered in their life that they would like to see done better or made better. Am I right?
True.
What?
Like a product? Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
What?
Yeah. What? What have you seen that didn't work for you that you could say, well, why don't they do it this way?
The government?
Oh, looking for products.
Oh,
well,
sorry.
There you go.
Oh, no, we're not.
I was aiming high.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I'd have to give that some thought.
I have a simple one. I'm sipping a cup of coffee from Dunkin' Donuts or some other coffee shop, not Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I don't want to disparage Dunkin' Donuts. And it always, I sip to the hole and it always leaks and I drip it on my shirt. I want a coffee cup that doesn't leak when I...
What he needs.
What? Right.
A sippy cup.
But I want to...
And they've already made one.
Yeah, but I want to get it every morning, disposable, and I don't want to drip it all over myself. Common problem. Problem-solution. Yeah. It's all about problem-solution. And I don't think... And Doug's 100% right. There's so many things that are made out there that just don't work quite right.
The guy that was in here yesterday, Richie was all over him, and I could tell he wasn't kidding. I should have done this. I should have figured this out. I could do this.
You feel like that, going, why didn't I think of that?
I have one.
What's that?
Okay, so since we were talking about bras, someone came up.
If this is $1 million idea, you don't want to just spit it out there.
You want to have her protected?
Oh, she's not perfected.
Yeah, don't give it away.
The USPTO.gov on speed search. Hold on, go.
You know, if someone makes this, I would be willing to. I think I'd be willing to give it up. So
really?
Maybe not enough people have this problem, but so. Yeah. What's going on here that I'm missing? Is
nothing.
Something going on?
Sorry.
No,
whatever it is,
it's boy talk. Whatever Doug was,
boy talk. That's all it is.
Boy,
it's
boy.
Ignore us, boys.
Doug started the giggle. On
okay, so someone came up with a clever invention of a bra extender. So if the part, if the part around your bra, the part that attaches in the back, is too tight, they have bra extenders that
they
clip on, and they can. Yes. No one has a bra. What's the word I want?
That.
Shrinker, unextender, to make it tighter.
Contractor.
Contractor.
How would you do... Well, I guess you'd have to...
Velcro?
Like, Velcro a patch in or something, which wouldn't...
Well, why not
that would
try
be
the bra that's smaller?
Because they don't always make bras in the right cup size with smaller bands.
Oh.
Oh. So a customizable bra.
Yes.
John, will you wear your bra?
Don't even say that.
If someone is a 30 or a 31, because most bra sizes run 34 and up to 38 or 40, 48.
But you don't need one if you're that small.
I
you
do.
Need one for it.
I do.
Yeah,
I'm a 31 triple D, and I cannot find these anywhere. I actually have to take them and get them altered, all my bras.
Right.
So and no one so they have the bra extender, but no one has a bra contractor.
All right, Jennifer, time for you to reveal your dimensions.
I did this very professionally.
Molly's got bigger boo-boos than I do.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I'm thinking
it'd have to be some kind
triple
of
triple D? That's huge. I'm only a D cup, and mine are like out of control.
Well, but the thing is, the measurement around your rib cage, it does affect the cup size as well.
That's true. That is
so.
Maybe if it was something that you can actually add to the bra strap, it would have
to
be. I think it's
happened on this show.
I think it's where it would tab in. It'd have to be in some way that would actually tab in and then have it like a.
It would bulge out. Ladies like a.
If it's a thin, it'd have to be a wider strap.
It would have to be a hook. It couldn't be Velcro. Velcro would not work.
Yeah, but then you have that extra. If you're going to cinch it in, think about this for a second. If you cinch it in, then you're going to have all that extra strap.
Are you kidding? That would be so awesome for you to be able to come home at the end of the day and just take off your shirt, stand in your bedroom, and just flex, and your bra flies off.
That would not be awesome. Here's why I keep going back to the horror of the face of my best friend in junior high, who was very well endowed. She was an early developer, and we were at PE, and I was in a Catholic school. We had to wear wore Catholic school uniforms, and it was a white see-through button-down shirt, and I can see my friend Kimmy running towards me.
Wait, that was ACOS of joy hitting the ground right now. Okay.
Running towards me.
Now we've got this, her Catholic school girl outfit. See-through top.
All right.
Seventh grade, though, boys. Be nice. I see her running towards me, and her shirt flies open, and her girl parts flop out of her bra, and she's like, everybody sees it, the whole playground, and the look of horror on her face. That's why I would never trust Velcro, because that could just give at any moment in, if you're doing something, you know, where you're exerting yourself.
Doug is mysteriously quiet.
I'm saying this, and I'm just I'm the glue holding this all together.
All the young boys in the schoolyard were 13, 14. Of course, that doesn't affect
them. Oh, that's bad.
That sounds like some kind of geek movie. She was running toward you, and somehow her shirt flew open, and
I don't know.
All right, time for a pause. This is My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Tonight on NBC, David Duchovny stars in the premiere of Aquarius. A 60s cop faces a new generation of crime.
Got to read his rights.
You, dirtbag, have the right to rights you don't deserve, or I'll kick your teeth in.
And a small-time criminal will become a legend.
Charlie Manson, one day the world will know our name.
David Duchovny returns to network television in the two-hour premiere of Aquarius. Tonight on NBC.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you can save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Yes, Richie.
Say it's 21 past the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Hey, it's 21 past the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Thank you.
Right.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Galore. Things are happening here on My Cool Inventions Radio. Akos Jankura is here, John Cremens, Molly Page, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, focusing on a fix to a problem that women have with their bra. So have we decided we're going to invent this? What are we going to do
with
all of this information?
What about adjustable snaps? Like snaps, like, you know, would this work, Molly, if you had like five snaps instead of those little hooks?
That
like
would
five
work.
Different snaps.
I think so.
Across, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Snaps, you know, just give you a snap. So that way, you're only really dealing with just one little extra side snap, strap.
This goes to show that John was thinking about this all through the break.
Uh-huh. He was actually drawing, and he had engineers in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the area after the hooks, though, expands. I mean, it goes much wider. There's a narrow area for the hooks, so the part that attaches
is there. It almost had to be a wider back strap.
You ever have in the back of a pickup truck and you have to use those ratcheting straps? Maybe we could put one of those
ratchets
on the back.
You want a ratcheting strap
like,
on the... That strap stretches out after a while. So, really, for most women who buy a bra, after a month or so, you might have to...
Binding and wearing.
They stretch out. So this would be a way to save money.
Doug, remember our show months ago?
Yes, I
remember how, these inventions on...
Well, what we do is... The problem here.
All of that is exactly right. Success on this program is to solve a problem, and to and problems being solved brings about harmony. We're trying to be harmonious. We're working in a cooperative way to come up with something that will have value. And this discussion has been fertile soil for someone to come up with a successful way to please the women who are upset because, as Molly described it, there is something lacking. I'm wondering why, who designs, honestly, things like this? Are men the ones that design this, or are women the ones who design these things? I would think that it would be women, but you never can tell. This is a strange world.
I was in the bra business, and we bought hundreds of thousands of bras. In fact, not hundreds of thousands. We bought, I think, millions of bras. Millions. At one point, we had 6 million going.
Who designed the bra?
Men.
You or
men?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
All the bra factories, all the bra engineers. I mean, Jackie, who came here, who was basically
the guy that broke my chair.
These guys, all the factories we dealt with, all the engineers we dealt with who were designing bras were all men, which was really doesn't matter whether it was Israel,
China, Taiwan. The guy who broke the chair.
Yes.
Well, but why is it that I
destroyed my chair.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not talking about why the chair was broken. I want to know why.
Why do I remember that?
Why women are not designing bras for themselves?
Know. I don't know that.
This is craziness.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, even with the bra, Rhonda said, "Well, I created it." Not really. You may have had an idea, but I mean, it was created by men.
But do you understand what I'm saying? It makes no sense for men to be designing bras for women. Women should be designing their own bras.
You think?
Yes. So I wonder why that is. What's the problem? What's the conflict here?
Another reason to blame men. I'm so excited by this conversation.
I'm thinking about a wider... You said wider strap in the back. I'm thinking now, instead of just a round snap, because you're like you're thinking the round snap, right? What if you could design a rectangular snap that would be longer and wider that would snap in?
I'm a little concerned about the snaps, because there can be, you know, when you move throughout the day, whatever you're doing, there's hooks.
Dirty.
Yeah. Because the hooks aren't going to come undone.
So I have an idea, guys. What about the guy who had the door chain this week? You know that.
Oh, no. No.
Could we just install that?
Oh, my God.
The spark with the large rings. Yeah, the chain.
Here's what I've learned. I've learned one thing. Women don't like their bras. That was the success of the bra. Women just don't like their bras. And that's a universal, worldwide thing. So everybody's right. The bra needs to be redesigned.
And it needs to be designed by women, not men. This is asinine. I don't even begin to understand how that's the case.
No, it's boobanine.
All right. Okay. It's 28 past the hour. My Cool Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime. Want to join our rewards program?
Yeah!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's 27 before the new hour, 33 after the hour. My Cool Inventions Radio. Hey, Coach Jankura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen here working on inventions. People who have great ideas, we bring them to you. You decide by voting. You can text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 after you listen to Francis Prado, who will be with us in a few minutes. I was wondering about a lot of things that we take for granted, like food. Inventing, there are people who grow food. There are people who invent food. Do you ever have you had in the 4+ years of doing this program anybody who had invented a new kind of food?
No, we've never had any type of food inventions. Not one.
How about that?
One at all. Not a single one.
We've had gardens. I mean, people, you know, trying to create micro
food.
Gardens.
How do you patent a food?
You don't. You
well,
don't.
Yeah, they
well,
do.
You do with GMO. You do with Monsanto.
Yeah, the GMO stuff. Right. Yeah. The genetically modified
stuff. I am really against, I mean, even if I got a food type of processing type of invention, I'm generally against processed food, modified food, genetically engineered food. I don't know what
that would be the assumption that whatever you were doing, it wouldn't be natural. It wouldn't be something.
If you start messing around with Mother Nature, I think you're asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know anything about it. Like, we're so...
But yet most of what many people eat is processed or invented food.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, the hamburgers that you get at McDonald's, that's really an invention. It's not. They take the basic product of whatever ground-up cows they can find, and then they do their process. The buns, for example, never remember that old story from a couple of years ago. A guy put out buns from McDonald's and then some local buns from a local hamburger joint, and the buns from the hamburger joint in 4 or 5 days were all moldy. 4 months later, the buns we used to McDonald's hamburger.
Well, they just become bricks.
The same. No, they didn't become. They were still. Well, they weren't soft, soft. But
no,
you know
seriously, I actually know from first-hand experience. When I traded my one of my trucks in for the Caddy, Cadillac, and literally they go, well, "We'll clean your truck up for you." Okay, cool. They cleaned the truck out and they found a petrified McDonald's hamburger with one bite in it.
Yeah,
and it was hard as a rock. And I have no idea, but it didn't do no mold. No, yeah. Nothing. Just
didn't disintegrate
there, underneath the back seat somehow with the kids.
You could have still photographed it. I don't know. I'm just against modified food. I really am.
All right. So we should probably bring Francis in.
We probably should, John. Why don't you do that?
As I lead us down the path.
Yes, please.
Hey, actually, we met Francis at the Minnesota in Minneapolis there at the Inspire Expo. And she had just won an award at the Inventors Congress in Minneapolis, and then she had gone to this show where people were looking at a rather interesting invention that she came for women's bras and panties. It's a kind of a place to store them without them getting crushed or mangled or tossed in with all your regular clothes. Because, I mean, women spend a tremendous amount of money on their intimates. And Francis came up with a great idea. So let's bring Francis in. Francis, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on My Cool Inventions.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. We're glad to have you on the show. And certainly, I told ACOS about this as soon as I got back from Minneapolis. Well, actually, we met in Vegas for the hardware show. But I said, this is a great idea. You and your partner presented this to the panel there at the show. What do you think? I mean, have you gotten any kind of interest after the show for Hanging Secrets?
We actually did. We got a lot of positive feedback from the expo, and we were surprised also that men really like it, too.
Well,
we like the fact that they get to see the women's lingerie hung in their closet. So we got a lot of positive feedback. Right. We also were featured on, we're a part of the Hera Hub here in San Diego, California, and we got an opportunity to also pitch Hanging Secrets to women angel investors.
Wow, that's fantastic.
We won second place, and this happened last week. So a lot of things are happening very quickly, and we're very excited.
So you're getting a lot of good positive feedback, which is amazing. But, you know, do you think that if you hadn't gone to, like, your first show when you went to the Inventors Congress and then the Inspire Expo, that you might not have gotten this kind of attention?
Absolutely. This going to the expo was key because we were able to make a lot of connections, and it just seems like if one door is opening another door, and it's opening another door of opportunity.
And it opened this door. We're glad that
yes,
we're certainly glad that you came this way. So tell us a little bit about Hanging Secrets for those of the ladies listening and our guys as well. Tell them what it is, and if you can, explain to us what it looks like, so that even if they're driving around today and they're listening to us on the show, that they'll be able to kind of envision what it looks like.
It hangs in the closet, so it has a flat back. The front has three pockets, and in those three front pockets, they're bra-shaped transparent cavities so that you could hold your bra in their intended form. And behind each of the pockets, there's a zipper pocket, a zipper sleeve, so you can go on ahead and place matching panties or removable bra straps. You could hold approximately 9 bras per pocket, and you could also store 12 matching panties per pocket. And it hangs in the closet or behind a door.
All
and
right,
one
so
of the unique things is the transparent bra-shaped cavities that protect the bras and allows you to see the actual bra, which is very nice. You don't have to rummage through the dresser drawer looking for that particular bra.
Yeah.
So I like this idea because, you know, when I do the laundry, sometimes I don't know what to do with, my wife's bras. I just sort of put them on the counter. I don't know where to put them because I don't want to crush them or anything. It sounds like a perfect solution for that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to let our audience decide what they like about the bra. Maybe they will thumbs up or thumbs down. And, Francis, your job to get as many thumbs up as possible from our audience. And you can vote by going to my MyCoolInventions.com, hitting the vote button, and just go thumbs up and thumbs down. You can see the Hanging Secrets. You can see the vote live, or you can text the vote if you're out and about. Text the word thumbs up, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, all one word, or thumbs down to 22333. That's the 22333, and a new feature, you can tweet your vote. Just tweet the word thumbs up or thumbs down to @MyCoolInvention, and you all register your vote that way. So, Francis, are you ready to give us your best 60-second pitch?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hanging Secrets is a bra organizer that solves the number one problem that women have with protecting and organizing their bras. Hanging Secrets is designed to hang in the closet or over the door. This provides easy and convenient access to your bras. The unique transparent bra cavities protect the bra shape. The see-through cavities allow you to organize your bras by style and color. There are multiple pockets so that you can store removable bra straps or matching panties. It is made out of beautiful vinyl fabric. Hanging Secrets saves money, time, and space. Our scheduled launch date is September 1st and will be sold for $39.99. A percentage of our sales will be donating to Fight Breast Cancer. Please join our Hanging Secrets posse for the cure. Visit our website for pre-orders at www.hangingsecrets.com. Please give Hanging Secrets your thumbs up vote.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
John, I got to tell you something. This is an interesting product. I have not. Have you seen anything like this before?
No. You know, I remember back at Impex, back, what, 4 years, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And I found, remember the bra box? The Bravo box.
The Bravo box.
And it was a box that had, like, I don't know.
But I've never seen a hanging one, right?
Yeah, nothing like this. And actually, I think this design, I think, is a lot better because you can actually see it where in the Bravo box, we had a top and opened it up and it had a little compartment.
Not to mention, I don't have an extra drawer kicking around, but I do have space in my hanging space.
Yeah, yeah.
Great invention, Francis. I like your idea and concept. So you're manufacturing them now, right?
We're going to start to manufacture them in the month of July, and our scheduled launch date is September 1st.
September 1st launch date. What, did you order a container of them or something?
And that's what we're going to do, yes.
You got your pricing all laid out, the pricing map all laid out?
Yes, we do, sir. Yes,
so why is it $39.95? Where did that come from?
That came from the actual manufacture cost that we have to get it manufactured.
So wait a minute, because you were telling us at the show it was going to be like $129, $159. So you must have found that and got it lower. Right?
Yes, we did, and our official launch is going to be a single-sided, John, and we had showed you the double-sided. So we're going to start with a single face, and then from there we're going to go with a double-sided.
That's a good move.
It's a very good move. The only thing I want to warn all inventors out there, don't set your pricing based on the manufactured cost. They're mutually exclusive numbers. Right?
Okay.
It's a rookie mistake that I see a lot of people do.
So she should be charging more for this. Is that what
you're saying? Well, it depends on what you know. It depends on what she's costing.
Mutually exclusive. It's mutually, what you cost an item and what you sell it for are mutually exclusive. You got to treat them as two separate numbers. Because if you base your selling price on the cost price, you can fall into some very big traps quickly. So, for example, what you should do, what I would do with it, I shouldn't say you should do, what I would do with it, I would test three price points. I would do it, there's different ways to do it on the web. There's this testing, different markets that we normally, when we do a commercial, a TV commercial, here's a little inside secret for everybody listening. When we do a TV commercial, we don't launch with a national infomercial campaign. We go to separate broadcast markets that are far away from each other, and in one market we'll try 59, one market we'll try 79, one market we'll try 99, and we'll let the customer tell us what the price should be.
Oh.
We'll do price testing on it. So when I hear the words, we did it because of the manufacturing cost. I just want to you might be right, Francis. That might be the way to, it might be the right price, but it shouldn't be based on the manufacturing cost. You should test that in three different markets. An easy way to do that is radio is actually a great way to do it because you can go to three different affiliates or three different markets and test three different prices and see what the feedback would be. Yeah. Facebook is a good way to do it too. A lot of social media. You could do a quiz. I know Facebook has quiz.
What would you be willing to pay?
I don't want to plug Da Vinci Club, but what we do with the Da Vinci Club is one of the questions we ask the people who are testing the inventions, the three different price points. We want feedback on pricing because you never know. One thing that haunts me every day when we did the Abra is we did $60, and I've always been haunted by the fact, what if it was $79? Could it have been $3 for $79, not $3 for
$59? So you didn't take your own advice?
We never. No, back then I didn't have control of it. That particular moment of time, the vendor had control of it, and I was on the tabletop yelling on the top of the table, test it, and they kept saying things like,
So, Francis, my question, I guess, now that you're doing a single panel, your cost, is your cost about 25% of what you're going to sell it for?
More or less, yes.
Good. Okay. Well, at least that part.
I like this item.
Yeah. Yes.
Has Tammy seen this item, John?
Yeah, she saw, but at the higher price when she looked at it originally.
Oh, we got to review this again,
Francis.
We want to the double sided is more scaled for a higher end versus.
So you're doing the boutiques and stuff, right?
Yes. Yes. There are two different markets that we're trying to hit on our website, and then, however, we do want to hit a higher end market as well.
But I like about this, because Francis, you're learning every time you've gone to a different show. Now you're learning as you go, which is I commend you on that.
Thank you. This has been a wonderful experience. I really appreciate all this feedback that you're giving me. We'll go back and review where we're at with
it. All right. For those of you who would like to make sure that Francis does well, you can text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you can dial 888-877-0490, or you can vote for Francis at mycoolinventions.com. 13 before the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Attention construction pros. You need construction equipment. Excavators, wheel loaders, trucks, trailers, motor graders, compactors, military surplus trucks, Humvees, or lifts? If so, go to ironplanet.com right now. Iron Planet is the leader in online auctions for construction equipment, trucks, trailers, and government surplus trucks and more. All items are inspected and backed by the Ironclad Assurance. The Iron Planet guarantee that what you see on the inspection reports is what you get. Don't miss Iron Planet's huge 2-day auction today and tomorrow.
Over 2,200 items on sale featuring late model, low hours construction equipment, and trucks from Ring Power, Kelly Tractor, Mustang Cat, and more. Over 2,200 items. Don't miss out on this huge May auction. Preview items, see photos, browse inventory, bid on the items you want right on your mobile device. Just text the word LIVE to 511-511. Registration on IronPlanet.com is free. Just text the word LIVE to 511-511 to see all the items in Iron Planet's huge May auction today.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We ply his trade by talking about the iPhone hacking situation. I may ask him some of the same embarrassing questions I asked you, Molly, earlier on, whether he has the answer or not. Aha! We will find out. Plus, when you're shopping today, Greg's going to tell you where to buy to get the best prices. Stand by for that info next here on Good Day.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit Barracuda.com/firewalls.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
All right, so let's explain to people what it is that has gone on with iPhones or iPhone owners that causes a bit of a concern. And I preface this by trying to understand what would motivate somebody to do this, A, and how they actually have the brain power to figure out this would do what it does. So let me start with that, Greg. What does this hack or whatever this message is, what does it do and how does it do it?
It is a very specific string of characters. And if you text that to someone with an iPhone, it will either cause the phone to shut down or crash, or it will cause you to be locked out of your messages app. So the fact that it can cause two different outcomes is interesting. But essentially what's happening is this: for some reason, this string of characters causes the phone to try to do something that is not possible within the hardware of the phone. So it in a sense goes into an endless loop of trying to do something it can't do and never stopping, and then it either crashes or you can't get in.
And the point of that is?
Well, first of all, I suspect that someone either discovered this by accident or was just...
What, you did, by accident you come up with a bunch of Arabic characters just by accident and
well,
put
sure.
them in an email?
I mean, someone may have been doing some programming and noticed that this outcome came and then realized, oh, if I do this, you know, it's like the way penicillin was discovered, right? You were doing something else and you noticed a pattern, and you said,
so there's no damage other than, I mean, no harmful...
Well, other than you blowing your cool because you're upset because your phone keeps crashing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it does not damage
the phone.
Do
you lose data? Do you lose... No, you're not losing anything.
No, it's merely an annoyance, and then what you can do is reply to the person that sent you the text. So if this happens to your phone, someone deliberately sent you this message.
All right, let's talk about shopping, where to get the best prices. Probably the best example of buying online or anywhere of varying prices is what you pay for a seat in an airline. Everybody that goes from Boston to L.A., when I do it frequently, you talk to them and they pay something different than you have.
Well, that's right. And so we all understand that prices can fluctuate based on time. Mm-hmm. What most of us don't understand is the same thing happens not just to airline tickets, but in the retail environment too. Prices can change on a daily or even an hourly basis. So a company called TrackIF, TrackIF, TrackIF.com, has created a website where they literally track the prices of over 4 million products. So if you're shopping for a TV, for instance, you'd want to know whether the price is at a high cycle or a low cycle, because if it was at a high cycle, you'd want to wait until it dropped again. So I picked randomly a 55-inch Samsung TV. It was $1,000 one day and $750 the next.
Really?
You'd want to know that kind of information, and you can get it at TrackIF.com.
All right, so that's the website of the day, Kenny. We ought to highlight that. TrackIF.com. Free site tracks the prices of lots of items ready to buy. Go to trackif.com. It'd be a great advertiser too to have.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good
news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.